Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now on Masechet Chulin Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, continuing on with our attempts to decipher the language of our Mishnah, what the referent is in Hakol Shochtin and Shchitatan Kshera, and then the second B'diavad. And picking right up with the second attempt, which is Abaye. Abaye Amar Hachitani, Hakol Shochtin Vafilu Kuti. The Kutim, or the Shomronim, are a sect of people who, during the times of the Mishnah, there was quite a debate as to whether they were considered legitimately Jewish or not. You have to take a look at Malachim, Bet, Perek, Yud Zayin, see the background of it, or whether their conversion was just done out of fear, Gerei Arayot, and that's going to lead to a discussion which we're going to wind up and then pick up again in one or two podcasts. In any case, Abaye says that Hakol Shochtin means Afilu Kuti, Vamed Vamamorim Shisrael Amed Al Gabav, only if Israel is standing there supervising him. If the Israel is just walking in and out, but is not there consistently, then Lo Yishchot, Vim Shachat, then it's B'diavad, Chotech Kazai Pasav Notein Lo, you have to cut a piece of meat off and give it to him. As Tosafot points out, Rashi points this out, is that they might be careful about laws in the Torah, but they do not interpret the prohibition of lifnei iver, of putting a stumbling block in front of the blind, the way that we do, which is that we are also bound not to trip somebody up into a violation, that they would see nothing wrong with that. Achalo mutar lachol mishchitatos. If you cut a piece of the meat off and give it to him and he'll eat it, then you can eat it. Lo achalo asur lachol mishchitato. Chutz shcharitzof katan afilu devad nami. Lo again, shema yishu, shema yidusu, shema yachlidu, just as we saw in the previous podcast. The kulan shachtu ahe. So what's the kulan shachtu referring to? Again, as we saw, ilem acher shet v'katan alakai v'im shachtu mi ba'ilei. Then it should say v'im shachtu, not v'kulan shachtu. Ela akuti. It's going back to the kuti. Now we said that the last part of the Mishnah says any of these did shechita and Yisrael is watching, it's valid. Hamar Yisrael min agavav shachid afilu chatchila. But you posited that the kuti has to have Yisrael watching him at the beginning, and that was the chatchila. And now you're saying b'diavad if Yisrael was watching him, it's valid. Contradiction. Kasha. So Amar Rava. Rava first of all turns around and challenges by his premise, which is v'yosein kas lachatchila lo. Is somebody who's coming in and out as a supervisor not good enough? Let's say a Jew owns a wine store, and he leaves a non-Jew there in the store, and Israel's in and out at intermittent points. Mutar, the wine is mutar, and we're not concerned that the non-Jew has affected the wine. So the answer is, Hata miktani miniach. There it doesn't say, lechatchila, you may leave him there. It says, haminiach tani, meaning diavad. If you left him there, then it's kosher. So that's not a proof, but here's the proof that Yosef Nechnas is good lechatchila. Somebody who's watching a wine store does not have to watch it, sit on it the whole time. He can go in and out, and it's okay lechatchila. So therefore, Rava says there is no such thing as having to stand there all the time. Rava takes Abaye's perspective and just shifts it down a notch. That Hakol Shochtin refers to a kuti, even a kuti could do shchita, as long as Yisrael is coming in and out. Aval ba'u mitzvah shachat, but if you came and found the shchita was already done, then you do this piece of chotech kazai pasarotein lo, you do a test on him to see if he'll eat it, achlo mutar lachol mishchitato, lo achlo asur lachol mishchitato. You have to make sure he'd eat from it, otherwise you don't know if he did it properly. Chutz v'cher v'shet v'katan, afilu de'avad nami lo, shemeshu shemijasu shemeyachlidu, again as we saw, Kulan shachtu ahe. So what's the kulan shachtu referring to? Ilam achen sheitav katan alakayim shachtu mi baile. Again, it can't be them. Ella akuti, must be the kuti. Hamar afilu etzev nechash shachit lechatchila. So Rava runs into the same dead end that Abaye ran into, which is he said that yotzev nechnas is lechatchila, and now you're saying as long as Yisrael was watching him the whole time, it's b'diavad. Okay, that's even a worse conundrum than Abaye, because now something that's better is becoming a b'diavad kasha. Okay, the fourth answer is Ravashi. Rashi Marachitani, Kol Shochtin Afilu Yisrael Mishu Amad. There's two Gersaot here. We'll take the preferred Gers as Mishu Amad, which is a Yisrael who has become an apostate, but now Mishu Amad Lamai. Lachol Nevelot L'Teavon. It must be somebody who has given up his own personal standards of kashrut, and he's eating Nevelot, not because of principle, but because he likes it. Uchadu Ravid, Amar Rav Yisrael Mishu Amad, Ochel Nevelot L'Teavon. If you have such a person, you can check the knife, give it to him, and you can eat from his shechita. Now we're going to take apart the Mishnah. If you didn't check it, then he shouldn't do shechita. Ve'im shachat, if he did shechita, this is the b'diavad number one, bodek sakino acharav, then check the knife afterwards. Im tzei sakino yafef, it turns out it was in good shape, mutar lachom ishchitato, then you're allowed to eat from it. In other words, in his case, unlike the kuti, we don't harbor the concern that he's going to have ill will and try to do it wrong, but rather that he's just lazy and he's not going to do it correctly, but if there's a good knife, he'll do it that way. And then again, we just mentioned that. It must be referring to, again, our fellow. So, wait a second. If you checked the knife and gave it to him, so, if you didn't check the knife, so, if the knife's there, leave the keashta, so check it now. If he delayed till the sakin, if the knife's not around, how does it help that other people were watching him if now the knife's not available for checking? Maybe it was a bad sakin. So kasha. And Ravashi runs into the same problem that Abai and Rava had, which is that last b'diavad doesn't have anywhere to go. Ravina Amar the following. He gives the following solution to it. Achik tarik. Kol shochtin means hakom mumchin shochtin, meaning all people who know the laws of shechita can do shechita, mumchin mafishein ma'murzakin, even though we don't know that they have experience in shechita. It's only if we know that they know to say and repeat all laws of shechita. If we don't know that about them, lo yishchot lachatchil, they shouldn't do it. Ve'im shachat, here's the b'diavad. We check and say, let's give him a far hair, as we say. Let's check him out. If he knows the laws, mutar lachom yishchitato. Once he did the shechita, and then we check him out, he knows the laws, you can eat from that shechita. If not, then it's asur. Chutz mecheresh oteva katan, tafilu diavad nami lo, shem yishu, shem yidusu, shem yachlidu, as we had before. V'kulan shachtu ahe, the same question. Mecheresh oteva katan, alakim shachtu in baile. Again, it can't be referring to mecheresh oteva katan. The wording is wrong. Ela she'ein mumchim, it must be referring to people who are not experts. Meaning, people who are experts who said lachatchil they can do it even if they're not muchzakim. And then we said, if we don't know if they're experts, then after the shechita, we ask them, and if it turns out they knew what they were doing, and they know the halachot, we accept it. Now, wait a second. She'ein mumchin bodkin oto sagi. You shouldn't need Yisrael watching him. You test him. The answer is, the late to the command to leave the cave. The guy went away. There was a guy who did shechita. Yisrael was watching him the whole time. Somebody comes up to Yisrael and says, who was that guy? He says, I don't know. I thought you said it was okay. And we don't know whether or not he was an expert in Hilchot Shechita. He's not around to ask, but since Yisrael was watching him, who does know the stuff, therefore, it's okay. V'ikad da'amri, there's another version of Ravina. Ravina ma'achik tani hakon shochtin min hakom muchzakin shochtin. Anybody who we have seen do Shechita a few times, can do Shechita. Muchzakin v'bishen muchin, even though we don't know them to be experts in the laws. We saw them do Shechita two or three times, v'loni talef. And the guy didn't faint, meaning he's used to this. If he hasn't shechted yet two or three times in front of us, he shouldn't do shechita because he may suddenly get faint from this new experience of all the blood and mess up. And there's b'diavad. If he did shechita and says, I know for a fact they didn't faint, then it's valid. Again, Kulan Shachtu is referring to what? It can't be a Cheresh Otev Akotin Alakai, because we were just referring to them. Shachtu Mibaylet should say Vim Shachtu. Allah She'ein Muchzakin. It must be referring to guys who we don't have down of experience. Vamat Barili Sagi. As long as the guy says, I know I didn't faint, that's enough. The answer is delayed to come out of Lishale. Again, the same answer. The guy has left. So we can't ask him, did he faint? Therefore, the fact that Yisrael was watching him, and we presume that Yisrael saw him do it and not go crazy, therefore that's good enough. Okay, those are the six different approaches. Rav Marula, Abaye Rava, Rav Ashi, and two of Ravina. Now, why don't these different Chachamim all give the same answer? Ravina Varava Barula, the last one and the first one that we had, Kabaye Varava Ravashi Lo Amri, they didn't want to answer Abai and Rava's approach, was Kuti or Ravashi the Mumar, which sort of a similar thing. Mishum de kashalu kulan, because they have the same problem that we had, which is the last b'diavad runs out of steam. V'chulu karaba bar ula lo amri. Everybody else didn't like the first answer of tamei. Why? That we did in the previous podcast, because lahachleish to the marhacha ikar. There were two versions. We asked why the Mishnah is repeating the law of tamei b'muktashim b'diavad kasher. According to the version that says that our Mishnah should be the main point and the one in Zvachim Gimel Aleph is secondary, we'll answer that's not true. That's Kodshim, that's the main place. And if you say that's the main place, and here, because we said we're talking about Tamei Bechulin, therefore we also talk about Tamei Bechulin, Tamei Bechulin Gufe lo itzterichalei. Our answer is that the rest of the Chachamim say we don't need to teach about a Tamei Shechting Chulin either. Because Chulin Shenasu Al Taharat HaKodesh, Lav KeKodesh Tamu. We disagree and say if you're doing Chulin Al Taharat HaKodesh, then that doesn't have a status of Kodesh, and therefore the issue wouldn't apply. It would be a no-brainer that he could do the Shechita. Okay. Kulak Ravina Lo Amri. You find that Abai Rav Rav Ashi and Rav Bar Ula did not want to take Ravina's approach of Mumchim or Muzakim. According to the first version, it said it's about Mumchim. The reality is that most people doing Shechita are Mumchim. According to the other version, it said it's about experienced guys. We're not concerned about a guy fainting. That's too rare of a concern. Now, Rava lo mark Abai. We understand why Rava didn't like Abai's answer about the Kuti with the Yisrael Omen al-Gabav Kikushe, because he asked the question that Yosef Nichnas is good enough. Abai lo amar Karava, but Abai didn't agree with Rava because Hatam lo naga hachanaga, because he said your proof about Yosef Nichnas being enough was from a guy watching a wine shop. In that case, nobody touched the wine. But in our case, we have somebody who's actually touching it, and that's why there's a problem. And therefore, Yosef Nichnas wouldn't be good enough. Ravashi didn't like either of their approaches. He says Kutim are absolutely goyim, and they cannot do Shechita, and them being the silent and included one in the Mishnah doesn't make sense. Abaye lo amar Ravashi, why didn't Abaye, and we're almost at the end of this, agree with Ravashi? Because the answer is lo sfiro lehadu Rava. He does not accept Rava's piece that Ravashi relied on that said you could give a Mishuamad Le nevelot, somebody who eats nevelot because it's convenient and it's cheap and whatever reason, you can give him a proper knife and do shechita. Abai says, I disagree with that halacha. Therefore, that can't be what's included in the Mishnah. But the only question of this whole thing is, why didn't Rav agree with himself? Because Rav Ashi, who came a different answer than Rav gave the Kuti answer, relied on Rava for the ruling. So why didn't Rav just give that an answer himself? The answer is Lidvarav Dabai Kamar. When Rava gave his answer about Kuti and said Nichnas V'Yotzei, he was saying it according to Abaye's answer. Meaning, you Abaye think it's about a Kuti, and you think it's about Omer al-Gabav, I'll tell you Omer al-Gabav is not necessary, you don't say Nichnas enough. However, I think the whole thing is wrong, and I think that it's really like Ravashi will later say. Okay, one last piece here. Tanu Rabbanan Shechitat Kuti Muteret. That shechita v'kuti is mutar. B'med v'amurim k'shiyisrael omen al-gabav. Ba'u mutzao shachat, chotech kazayim noten lo, v'achalo mutar l'chom mishchitato. V'imlav asur l'chom mishchitato. So we have a braita here that seems to kind of move around Abai and Rava's take on the kuti. We said that the shechita v'kuti is okay, and that's when Yisrael's standing over him. But if you walk in and found that he's already done shechita, then you have to test it by giving him a piece of his own shechita and see if he'll eat it. Now, Kayotzebo, we have a parallel case, Matzad Kurya Shotziporim. If you found a net full of dead birds, that the slaughtered birds that the Kuti is holding, what do you do? Koteh Rosh Hashalachad Mehen Venoten Lo. You cut off, take off one of the heads and give it to him and see if he'll eat it. Achalo Mutar Lachom Yishchitato. Mavasur Lachom Yishchitato. If he eats it, then you can eat from the Shchita. If not, not. Now, going back to the first part of it, Abaye Dayek Miresha. Abaye looked at the Reisha and said, that's where I'm getting my ruling from. And Rava Deik Misefa, how's that? Abaye Deik Misefa said, Tamid Yisrael Omen al-Gabav. It's only if the Yisrael is standing over him that his Shechit is good. He said, Nechas Lo, if he's walking in and out, it's no good. Rava Deik Misefa, Rava looked at the Seifa, which says, Tamid Abav Mitzah Osha Shachat. It's only because you walked in after the fact and found Shechit already done that it's that you have to do the test. Say, Nechas Shapir Dam, if you're in and out, then it's okay. Abaye Kasha Seifa. So now each one of them has to answer for the opposite. How will Abai explain the Seifa? The Breita is going to refer to somebody walking in and out as if he walked in and found the Shechita already done. I mean, it's kind of the same thing. He walked in, found the Shechita done. Rava kashas Resha. Rava has the same problem with the Resha. If you're walking in and out, it's as if you're standing over him. So the two are kind of alike. Walking in and out is good enough. It's only when you walk in for the first time and it's already done, and he presumably didn't know you were going to walk in on him, that we have to run the test. Now, the rest of the Breita raised some interesting problems. You cut off the heads of one of the birds and give it to him. Maybe the Kuti did bad Shechita on all of them, except that one. And the one he cut the head off, that's the reason he ate it was because he happened to know that was the good one. You take the birds and you hide them under your clothes and you rip a head off one and give it to him. So maybe he put a siman on it and he sees the siman, that's why he ate it. You kind of crush the head so that any siman that might be there is gone. Maybe the kutim will be willing to eat from it because they might hold that there is no explicit mention, because there is no explicit mention of shechita of birds, and therefore maybe they didn't do proper shechita and they won't be bothered by it. The five psulim of regular shechita of an animal, miktivan, they're not in the Torah, and yet we rely that they did it right. What do we say? We say once they're doing shechita properly, if we assume that they are, we assume they're doing it all properly and they're going to avoid those five psulim. The same thing. If they're doing shechita properly, they'll do shechita on birds also. And this is a theme that we'll pick up in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.